What really piqued your interest in the FFA organization?
Definitely owe that to my bigger sister, Krista. Well, not bigger, just older. But she was involved in creed speaking when she was a freshman, then prepared and livestock. So I wanted to do everything she did, got involved in those things and realized that was not for me and I needed to do what fit me, what fit Lindsay. So I got involved in ag sales, co-ops, Parley Pro, got involved with showing swine, doing all those different things that really fit me, computers applications. I'm the biggest nerd ever, so I loved my agri-science projects, and that's what made me in FFA.
When did you decide you wanted to run for national officer, and what sparked that decision?
You know, getting to serve as a California state officer was a true opportunity, and having a year to reflect on that in college, I realized that I really missed being a part of such a great organization that, you know, cared so much about its members and their growth, and I knew I wanted to become part of that if at all possible.
Tell me about what you were thinking today as you were waiting, as you became installed, or your name was called, and how all of that came down.
You know, to be honest, it kind of came upon us pretty fast. We were all looking at our clocks and said, oh my goodness, we have to hear the announcement here in 30 minutes because the session's going to end. And, you know, I've been really lucky because I've been very calm throughout this whole process, and I kind of feel that God's just blessed me with no nerves, and I was just knew that his plan was whatever was going to happen was going to happen, and that today was going to be an exciting day no matter what six were picked, and I was just fortunate enough to be one of them, and so I'm truly blessed.
Tell me about your goals for the next year, what you're thinking about, what you want to do, and what's important to you over your next year of service.
It's just that. It's a year of service. I think the biggest thing that I want to keep in mind, as well as the other five of us, I'm sure as a team, the members, that's what we're here for, to grow the members, to grow this organization, and of course grow ourselves. I think that that's important to remember, that this is an opportunity for us to serve and give back to an organization that has truly made us who we are.
As you talk to FFA members, or you've talked to FFA members over the last week, what gets you excited, and what do they say that gets you excited about serving the organization, giving back, and working for them over the next year?
Naturally, I am a learner, so when someone learns something new and they think that's really interesting or really cool, and you see that spark and you see that light bulb in their head go off, that to me is really neat. So seeing that just happen, you know, across the state of California, and now getting that opportunity to see all across the nation of students just getting it, getting the opportunity and really truly understanding what this organization has to offer, whether that's in the classroom, outside the classroom, or in FFA, you know, it's just an opportunity that they get to see and have that spark.
What are you doing now, major, and what are your plans for the future?
Right now, I am currently attending at Modesto Junior College in California. I truly love it. I will get my AS degree in animal science, ag sales, and also ag business. I will transfer to a four-year college, undecided right now, keeping my options open, but I will major in agriculture economics and come back to teach at MJC, hopefully, and stay in the ag ed world.
Congratulations again, and best of luck.
Thank you so much.